Well, I am so, so glad to be sharing with you tonight. I feel like I'm really loud, so maybe you guys might want to turn me down. I get loud. I'm glad to be, yeah, thank you, Booty. I'm glad to be sharing tonight because I feel like this whole last week has been leading up to this moment. And once I explain it to you, I'll tell you why. Phil Gardner, I went to Bible study on Tuesday morning, and Phil Gardner shared about something that I was going to share about. And I'm like, oh, man, he's stealing my thunder, you know? If you're a preacher, you're always like, you know what? Nobody can come up with this because God gave this to me. But I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe he's just layering in the bass here. So then Buzniak, we were standing in the back, and Buzniak starts talking about stuff that I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm like, man, this is good. You know, and I feel like God has really given me a message to share with you because of some of the things that I've dealt with this last year. So I want to talk to you about something tonight. And then my dad actually just touched on a moment ago. And I want to share with you, you'll know, most of you know me well enough. I just do things a little different. It's just a thing. And I want you to say that to your neighbor. It's just a thing. Or you could say it's just a thing. You could say anything you want. But you, before you leave tonight, I want you to have that on your lips and on your mind and in your heart. It's just a thing. It's just a thing. So I have a, Polly, let's move through this. So I took a picture of Judy yesterday, and she's my strong chick. She is just, she's a beast. And she was playing her last soccer game yesterday, and you can see this face that gets on Judy when she's determined. She's like, ah, oh, she's getting ready to kill somebody, right? But Judah, I got to tell you something about her. It's really, it's amazing that she's afraid of butterflies. She's scared of butterflies. She's deathly afraid of them. And she'll run from them. She'll stay away from them. She sees them. She gets uncomfortable. And if you know Judah, she's really strong. I mean, butterflies, Stacy shaking her head, yes, like, I can't believe she's scared of butterflies. But butterflies just freak her out. And I told her I was going to talk about it. She's like, Dad, don't do that. So next is Jamin. Jamin's my little princess. Jamin just, she's just the sunshine, but she's scared of everything, right? She's just scared of everything. And we, at a young age, we tried to take her on amusement park rides, and we tried to get her around, you know, strangers. She's coming out of her shell a little bit, but everything scares her. Bugs, snakes, you know, anything in the world, right, Judah? Anything scares her. She's just afraid of everything. And then there's Gabe. Gabe is, I said, hashtag beast because he's just that dude. That's a football pitcher. He will mess somebody up on the football field. But when the witch comes out on Snow White, he gets scared. I mean, literally, the kid goes into the other room. He'll shut his door. He doesn't want anything to do it. And when my wife will babysit kids or cousins or whatever, she'll, you know, Snow White will come on, and Gabe will just, he'll be gone. Like, Gabe will be outside. He'll be at his friend's house. Gabe is deathly afraid of the witch on Snow White. And it amazes me. And I'm like, Gabriel. He's like, Dad, shut up. I don't want to talk about it. So all of my kids have this real fear of different things. So I want you to turn with me to Philippians 4:6, and this gets into our message tonight. And as you're turning, I'm going to pray real quick. Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the people that are here. I pray that you'll open up their hearts. Lord, use me tonight as only you can do. All of you, none of me. Lord, please be with us tonight. Give me the words to speak to help your people tonight. In your name we all said, amen. Amen. So Philippians 4:6, the Bible says, don't be anxious about any. And anytime you see the word thing, I want you to say thing or thang, however you want to say it. But I want you to say it. Like Rufus, I know you're saying thang. Don't be there saying anything. So I want you to say it. And I want you to like almost look at your neighbor and say thing. So the Bible says, don't be anxious about anything. Now, when we talk about, there's a few things to be afraid of, and there's some things to not be afraid of. And we were talking about my kids earlier about butterflies and about, you know, Snow White. But how many of us have in our lives that we get anxious and we get upset and scared about just some things? And it's silly what we get upset about, and we let control our lives, and it paralyzes us, and it makes us lose sleep, and all of a sudden we fight with our husbands and our wives about it, and our kids, and it controls us, and it takes us over, But we sing songs like we did tonight, and we sing about how amazing God loves us. But yet, we get so upset and tied up in all of the things that life throws at us. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Wow, I got a good show of hands. At least there's more than just me. So the Bible in the scripture says, don't be afraid, don't be scared, don't be anxious. You could put in any one of those words. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to think of a word that you're thinking of in your mind. Scared, anxious, upset, worried, stressed out about. I want you to look at your neighbor and say the word that comes first to your mind. Because I want you to put yourself in this place and make it real to yourself. So look at your neighbor and say that word. How many of us know there's a lot to be afraid of right now, right? When we go to our jobs, boy, sometimes I'm like, man, gas is going to go up and these cars aren't going to sell like they were. Gas is going to go down and the little cars aren't going to. I mean, I could get wrapped up in all that stuff. The president, whoever the president's going to be, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. I could let that all control me. My wife, one time she hit a car and hit another car passing on the right-hand side. And she was driving a very nice car when she hit it. And she calls me up and she's like, hey, I got in an accident. I'm like, because the first thing you're supposed to say is, are you okay, right? I mean, she was on the phone with me, so clearly she was okay. But I had to say, are you okay? So I said that. And then I said, honey, what's going on with the car? What happened? And she said, I went to go around somebody and I misjudged it. I ran into the back of them. I said, all right, it is what it is. Let's move on and we'll get it fixed and we'll figure it out. It's not the end of the world. It's just a thing, we'll be fine. And all of a sudden I get off the phone and my buddies at work say, what happened? I said, oh, my wife hit another car. And they're like, oh my gosh, she hit a car. Is she okay? Well, how much is this going to cost you? Are you going to claim it on insurance? Are you not going to claim it on insurance? And I'm like, hey, listen, it's a car. We're going to figure it out. It's fine. But these guys are freaking out. They're like, oh my gosh, that car to hit that car. Oh, the guy behind. And they're just losing their minds. And I'm like, guys, it's two cars. Ain't a big deal. Her legs are attached. Her arms are fine. But how many of us let that stuff control us on a day-to-day basis? I get an amen from a couple of you, but the rest of you, I know you're with me. So Paul is actually telling us this from jail, right? This is a letter to his church. He's been beaten. He's been flogged. He's had major issues. Man, this dude's been through it. And how many of you know it's easier to identify with a guy saying, hey, don't be anxious about anything, when I know that guy has been through some things? Amen? So I want you to look at your neighbor one more time and say, it's just a thing. It's just a thing. Being scared, being anxious, being all of those things is not healthy for any of us. And thank God that we have God on our side and we have all of the power that he's given us to be more than overcomers. How many of you are more than overcomers? You are more than an overcomer. So why are we letting these things control us that are in our lives that we absolutely have the control over? So check this out. Paul's writing this letter from the church, and he talks to Timothy, and he wants to send Timothy to the church and check on things. So in Philippians 2:20, he said, oh boy, that's so small. I'm so sorry. So check this out. I'm sorry. Philippians, it's just a thing. Don't worry about it. Hey, Philippians 2:20, it says, I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. Now, I got to tell you, there's a difference between just a thing and genuine concern, right? So there's things that we need to show genuine concern about. There's, I had a stroke. I could not walk. That's genuine concern. That's kind of a thing, It's not just a thing. We deal with cancer and we deal with real issues. But how many of us get caught up in the day-to-day stuff that's just not really a thing? And that's the stuff that takes away our focus from God and our family and our relationships. And it pulls us down and it pulls us out of where God really is truly called us to be. And the reason I say this and I believe it so much is because last year I was in it. And now people look at me and they're like, man, you just don't. just don't care, or what's going on with you? I'm like, no, that's just nothing. It's just a thing. I remember when I couldn't walk, and that was kind of a big deal. But now this is just kind of a thing. Like, this is nothing. It's not a thing. But Philippians 2:20, it says, I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. So there's a difference between this genuine concern and to be scared or worried with needless anxiety. My dad and I and my brother always have these conversations about big stuff and little stuff. And if my dad really wanted to know what was going on somewhere, someplace, something, he would call one of us and say, hey, I need you to go check this out. All right, Dad, what's going on? Well, this is what's going on, whatever. I want you to check it out. And the example I'm going to use, it's going to be very vague and broad, but he called Ryan and I one time, and he said, hey, go check this out. And just like Timothy did, he went and he saw what was going on. He didn't say, oh, the sound's too loud at the church. He didn't say, oh, the seats are the bad parking, whatever. He had genuine concern about the people that were going in his church, and he had genuine concern about what was happening in their lives. And how many of us get caught up in all of the other things that make us uncomfortable? So when we're looking at Timothy, he knew the difference between what he should be genuinely concerned about and the things that were just a thing. Totally different. And I love it when I see Wayne. He goes like this. He goes, I get it. He just gave me the I get it. So there's a huge difference between what's going on and a thing. I went to Mexico a couple years ago, and the person who was watching my kids, babysitting my kids, calls me and says, hey, I got a problem. It's kind of a big deal. Are you sitting? I'm like, what? And they had reached out to Amanda first, and Amanda's like, you better talk to your father, because anytime there's something big, you better talk to your father, right? We all been there. Talk to your father. He's going to decide if it's a thing or it's genuine concern. So I get this call that my TV, I had a 70-inch TV that got knocked off of the thing that held it, and it got knocked off. So I'm in Mexico, and I'm relaxing, and I find out that my very expensive TV, it got knocked off and broken. Right, yeah, right. Oh, wow. So I get off the phone, and I'm like, Amanda, they broke it. She goes, I know, but I just told them they had to call you and tell you. I was like, oh, that's good. Thank you, babe. And I want to tell you that it almost didn't bother me because I knew that it was just a thing. I was like, I'm going to buy another one. I'm going to be fine. The kids are all okay. They're safe. There was a storm back home here, and everybody's freaking out, going crazy because they're kids and all this stuff. I'm like, I know I got food in the house. I know my kids, the heat's on, and I know that house will withstand pretty much anything less a tornado. I'm good. I'm totally fine. And they're so messed up about it. They're like, TV, all this stuff. I'm like, come on, you guys. It's just a thing. This is a thing. And when you look at life like that, when you look at life like it's just a thing, all of a sudden you start seeing things through God's eyes. So what concerns me is people. What concerns me are my children. What concerns me is my relationship with God and how I can make it better. What concerns me is my dad's health. He talked about last week how I just browbeat him to going to the gym with me. That concerned me. It didn't keep me. What's that? It concerned you too. But being concerned is different than being anxious about a thing. You getting it? You feel me? I want you to turn to Romans 8:31 if you have your Bible. Now Romans 8:31, before Jesus said this, oh my goodness, it's so small. He said, what then shall we say in response to these? You with me? Come on, say it with me. What then should we respond to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Whoa. Did he say just everything? He just said everything, didn't he? He says, what should we say in response to these things? Well, if God be for us, who can be against us? And I mean, we talk about it, and we think about it, but do we live it? Is it in us? Is it part of us? When we walk into work, hey, somebody's going to ruin my day. Somebody tried to ruin my day a couple weeks ago. You know what I did? I walked out of the situation. They're like, whoa. What just happened here? I said, I'm not getting my day ruined. Uh-uh. Not going to happen to me. You got a bad attitude. It ain't happening. You ain't putting that on me. And I literally said that to the person. I'm moving on. I got to get out of here. And I'm the boss. That was awkward. I said, I'm moving on. Right? It was so funny. So when we talk about it, it helps me when things are really bad. That helps me when things are really bad. That's what helps me when things are so bad and it comes and so many bad things happen to me. I just said, you know what? That's just a thing. Because sometimes life throws so many bad things at you that it boggles my mind, right? Romans 8:32, a little farther down. He did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for all of us. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? He's saying in his word that he's going to give us everything. He's going to give us all things. And he gives us all things. Romans 8:37. No, in all things. Everybody say, in all these things. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I have convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor powers nor heights nor depths, nor anything else. Look at your neighbor and say, anything else. Get excited about it. You should get excited about nothing else, everything else. He's saying that anything you want to put in there and drop in there, anything else. He says, all in creation will able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if he's saying, he's just covering it all. He's like, you know what? I know there's somebody that's in the congregation that while you're up there preaching, that's going to think, well, maybe not that. He goes, no. It's in all things. He's going to say, because he knows a couple of you are sitting back there going, maybe he's not going to help me on that thing. But no, he says, in all things. So we're going to control everything that we can. So how many of us worry about, so we talked about it's just a thing. How many of us worry about nothing? How many of us worry about nothing? I had the owner of the company I used to work for was flying into town, and one of the guys that I worked for says, hey, the owner's coming into town. He wants to talk to you. I said, all right. What does he want to talk about? I don't know. It's never good when he flies in from out of town. Why is he? So it's snowing out. It's bad out. He usually is in Florida, but he's flying in to talk to me. He goes, yeah. He wanted me to let you know. He's going to let me know that he's going to come talk to me through you and tell me that we're just going to lunch and then he's flying back out. Yep. Better have your ducks in a row. I'm like, I'm freaking out. And he tells me a week and a half before the guy's coming into town. So for a week and a half, I was freaking out about nothing. He flies into town. I'm not sleeping. I'm 2 in the morning. Ryan and my dad are laughing about it because they see me on Facebook at like 3 in the morning. I'm on Facebook at like midnight. I'm sending text messages at like 3:30. Oh, it's only 3:30 in the morning. I'm freaking out, losing my mind. And I'm worried about nothing. Absolutely nothing. He wanted to come into town, tell me I'm doing a good job. He wanted to ask me about a couple other things, and we were going to expand and get bigger. And I was losing my mind. I'm being mad at my wife. I'm not talking to my friends. I got a meeting. I got preparing. I got spreadsheets a mile long. I was worried about nothing. And so many of us do that in our everyday life. We lose time. We lose sleep. We lose relationships. We don't talk to our children. We get wrapped up in what somebody says about us or something somebody does to us. And we just get wrapped up in it. And you know what? We are worried about nothing. Joyce Myers has a quote. She says, worry is a down payment on the problems you don't even have. If you ever heard Joyce Meyer talk, that's exactly what I said. Worry is a down payment on problems you don't even have yet. And I was so worried. I was losing it, freaking out. I went on vacation one time to Disney World. It was the first 2 weeks I had the dealership about 12 years ago. I text the guy. He wouldn't text me back. 6 minutes went by. I'm checking the times. Didn't text me back. What's going on? Hey, what's happening? Called him. Called another guy that was working for me at the time. I'm starting to freak out. I'm looking at Amanda. And I'm with my parents. And my dad's like, you got to relax, man. I'm like, I can't relax. This is my shot. It's my whole world right now. He's like, that ain't nothing. That's just work. It ain't a thing. You know, what are you worried about? I'm like, man, maybe I ought to jump on a commercial flight, like back. I mean, what time could I get out of here? I'm ready to get back. And I get this text back that says, and the guy had left me a message. He was kind of upset. He was freaking out. Brad will remember this. He was freaking out. And I'm calling and calling. I'm trying to get everybody on the phone. I can't get anybody on the phone. The reason he was freaking out is because we had a mistake that cost us $200. And it was Brad that made the mistake. All of you look at Brad. So it cost us $200. But that day, they had sold like 8-10 cars. It was the big, huge day. That's why nobody could answer the phone. They were so busy. And I'm on vacation in Disney World, getting my body's in knots because of a thing that was nothing. Dad, I know it was nothing. He remembers it probably. Turn to Mark 4:35. That evening came, and then he said to his disciples, "Let's go to the other side," leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There was some boats on the other side with him. So this is actually an eyewitness account of Mark writing about what was happening with Peter and Jesus. And right before that, Jesus was talking about all kinds of stuff, sowing and reaping. He was talking about the good soil, bad soil, rocky soil. He was talking about faith in mustard seeds. So Jesus had been teaching all day. And all of a sudden, it's really funny because I always turn the Bible into what I can actually think about. And it says, Mark's there writing. He says, Jesus looks over at Peter and he goes, "Hey, I got to get out of here, man. I've been preaching all day. I got to go." So they jump in a boat. They're jumping in a boat, and there's other boats. So you know that this was firsthand information. And out of nowhere becomes a storm, right? Remember the story in the Bible? Out of nowhere. And then Mark 4:37, a furious swell came up and the waves broke over the boat, that they were nearly swamped. I'm laughing right now. You ever felt nearly swamped? A couple of you are laughing. You ever felt nearly swamped? I mean, you've been freaking out. You've been losing your mind over a thing. And the Bible says that in Mark 4:38, Jesus was in the stern. He's sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up. "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned? Oh my gosh, we're going to drown." Dude's been preaching all day, tired, laying on a cushion. Waves are coming over. I can just imagine it. And Jesus is laying on a cushion being like, "Man, I worked all day. I'm chilling." You want to know why he was at rest? He wasn't worried. This was just a thing. But how many of us let those things disturb our sleep, disturb who we are, it changes us. And we become people that we really don't even know and recognize or even like. Sorry, you ain't got to amen me, because I've been there. I know how it feels. I turn into somebody I don't even like and I don't even want to be around. I'm so upset and uptight and so twisted up that I'm like, "Jesus, you're going to let me drown here or what?" I'm so upset and mad that I become this whole nother person that I'm not even sure of who this is, because I've somehow lost faith that he's got everything in his power. And it's just a thing. It literally is just a thing. And if you haven't heard anything that I have said tonight, I just want you to know, this next week, I want you to look at situations that you normally deal with and get twisted up about. And I want you to literally, husbands and wives, and some of you guys, friends, accountability is here. I literally want you to look at each other and say, it's just a thing this week. Like, literally look at the situation and go, "That's just a thing." You guys are all here tonight. You're healthy. A lot of you have issues going on, but bank accounts, bankruptcies, alcoholism, addictions, all kinds of stuff. Those are just things, because you know what? He's got it all in control in his hand. We got to hand those things over to him and give them to him. And how many times do we just get so twisted up in them that we freeze, we get paralyzed by so many things? So I want to encourage you. We're getting ready to go into holiday season. And I just touched a nerve. Holiday season can stress you out worse than any other time of the year. And I want to encourage you tonight that it's just a thing. You get stressed out because you're in traffic. You get stressed out because you're in lines. You get stressed out because you spent more than you wanted to. You get stressed out because you got parties and places to go and people to see. And how many of you know that will steal your joy in an instant? I want to encourage you to look at things differently and just go, it's just a thing. I'm going to leave you with this. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to our own understanding. Boy, that's small. I'm so sorry. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him or submit to him, and he will direct. He'll make your path straight, or he will direct your paths. We got to stop relying on our own understanding, guys. We just got to stop that. It's a killer in our society. It's a killer in our own lives. And we got to be the lights. We got to be the lights of the world. I work with a couple of guys that they're stressed about everything. I'll be like, man, you got to get away from me today. I can't have that negative. And they'll start laughing. They'll go, oh, man, here he comes. You know, I'm like a little tornado when I'm at work, like all the time. And I just say, you know what? I serve the big God. I serve the big guy. He's big. He's got everything that I do. He's in control of it. If we walk around and we have that attitude and we feel that way every single day, how many of you know people will see that change in us? And all of a sudden, you'll see, boom, their attitudes will change. Boom, things in their life will change. They'll look for the good in things. They'll have good attitudes. I want to encourage you, be that light. Change the way you think. Change your mind. Do what the word says. I want you to look at your neighbor and say one more time, it's just a thing. It's just a thing. Amen. Well, let's pray before we go. Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you that you've really given us the word for what we're dealing with right now. Lord, I thank you that this season in our lives will be one that you will take control of, will give you control of, will understand your ways are bigger than ours. Your path that you have for us is planned. You have a future and a hope for us. And Lord, I thank you for every person here tonight that you'll bless this and you'll seal this in their hearts. I thank you for their families. I thank you for every person that they come in contact with this next week. They'll say, wow, there's such a change in you. You're not worried. You're not anxious. Because Lord, you have it all under control. We know that. We just want to give all those things to you tonight. You know what we pray? Everyone said,
come on, let's give it up for Jesus tonight. Stay down front. Benny, stay down front. Ryan, why don't you come up, stand next to your brother. You guys can pray for people. If you get that tonight, you will get something. If you get that, and he couldn't have done that before he went through that issue with that stroke, but this, like I was talking to out of 1 Thessalonians, when you go through a challenge, you learn that God is all you have and everything else. Somebody said to me a while ago, doesn't that bother you? I go, no. Doesn't that keep you up at night? I go, no. How do you just get through that? I said, when I saw them begin to inject my wife with chemo, that kept me up at night. This, it's just this too shall pass. You'll get through this. Put your heart, press into God. Come, boys, stand right up here together. We're going to pray together tonight. If you need prayer, these young men, I'm so proud of them. Ryan will be speaking next week. And I thank God for the young people that God is laying his anointing on in this house. Thank you, God. We just want to give you all the praise and all the glory for the word of the living God, the good news, the gospel of Jesus that comes into our lives and alters the way we live and think and how we approach life. I pray that tonight your word will take up residence in every single person's life here. Hallelujah. We praise you for that. Just your eyes closed, your heads bowed, just for a moment. Don't let the things carry you away. Don't let them carry you away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just God, the Spirit of the Lord he's just ministering to someone right now. He's helping someone right now. You're going to get through that. It's not as big as you think it is. He's going to bring the answer. He's already got something in place for you. You're wondering about that decision that is before you. He's your answer. He's already got it planned out. He's working it out. the finances, the job, the home, your health, your relationship, your work. We bless you, Lord, tonight. Rest mightily upon your people, I pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Hey, this Sunday we're going to pray for all those who are dealing with cancer. If you know someone, I believe God will honor our faith this week. Invite them. We're going to bless every person that has been through or is going through breast cancer. We're going to give, we've got some things to sow into their lives to bring some joy and help. I believe God for something great this week. If you need prayer tonight before you go, you come on up. These boys, they're going to pray over you tonight. I love you so much. Before you go to tonight, come up and say thank you to Ben and hug somebody, shake somebody's hand, bless somebody before you leave tonight, okay? I love you. God bless you.